Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We're told in our decadent Western society that it's dangerous to be too busy. Some have selected this as their favorite Bible verse. Quote, "Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Luke 12, verse 19. It's certainly possible to be too busy in the wrong things. We obviously need balance. But if you want to see a sample day in the life of the Lord Jesus, read Mark 1. Or recall Paul's testimony. Quote, "Remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone, night and day." Acts 20, verse 31. We should not neglect our families in serving God's family, nor should we do it the other way around. We should not live for this world at the expense of the other. We need to, quote, "come apart," Mark 6:31, at times, or we'll come apart. Nonetheless, the Christian life should be one of vigor and purpose, occupying until he comes. We have a good example of balanced living in our chapter. Initially, they set up the altar, Ezra 3, verse 3, the epicenter of true worship in the world. This underlines the principle that God must be first. Anyone too busy for the Lord is too busy. On this altar, they established the continual burnt offering. Then, quote, "although the foundation of the temple of the Lord had not been laid," verse 6, it was time for a break. They had made a 4-month journey with all the wrenching goodbyes at one end and the trauma of the ruins they found on arrival. So, quote, "they also kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written," verse 4, a time to recall God's faithfulness on life's pilgrim journey. Then, back to work. The, quote, "masons and the carpenters started the rebuilding," verse 7. So, worship the Lord, wait on the Lord, work with the Lord. Repeat. Note to self, quote, "whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord." Colossians 3, verse 23.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.